So it was the largest earthquake in recorded history, one of the largest anyway, one of the deadliest earthquakes in Chile since the Valdivia earthquake of 1960. Over the weekend, an 8.8 tremor hit the country of Chile on the Pacific Rim, sending tsunami warnings west across the Pacific. The death toll in Chile has risen above 700 victims, and the question now is what will unfold in the next few days. Joining us now is Charlotte Mountford, a writer in Santiago, Chile, and also with us is John Dingus, a journalist here in New York who created Archivos Chile, an investigative journalist archive who has long history in the country. He joins us from Washington. John, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, John?
Fine. Charlotte Mountford, let me begin with you. You felt what this was like, 500 times more powerful than the Haitian earthquake. How long did the ground shake?
Well, it felt like absolutely forever, but I'm told it was 40 seconds. My boyfriend and I cowered in our bathtub while the room, we were up on the 14th floor of our apartment building, and the whole apartment was just lurching. It wasn't shaking, it was lurching from side to side. I can't describe it, the fear. I was in absolute terror. Things were crashing around all around us, and yet the earthquake itself was silent, and that was what was so eerie. I expected a roar, I expected a rumble. It was just silent, rocking earth.
Oh, that is quite a vivid sort of set of images there. Charlotte, as you went around and talked to people in Santiago over the next several hours and really through the weekend, where is that fear today? The aftershocks have been continuing. Are people still afraid?
Yeah, people are still afraid. The aftershocks are horrible reminders of what has happened. It's like kind of pressure on an open wound every time they occur. It's just our nerves are shot to pieces. We haven't had much sleep because they're going on through the night. And when you're lying in bed and you feel the bed shake again, you think, oh no, is this the last straw? Is the building actually going to come tumbling down after all? But of course, lots of our panic is now directed down to the south and to the coast, where we don't know what has happened to people. Many people are still waiting for news of their families.
Right. And Concepcion, of course, the southern city, which is the closest to the epicenter, and communications apparently off still to this hour in Concepcion.
No, they've actually recovered quite a lot of the communications.
Oh, that's
in
great.
Concepcion.
That's great.
It's now the coastal towns that are really kind of the ones that people are trying to reach.
Well, that's good to hear.
They're really in the dark.
Let me bring John Dingus in here. There are raw nerves from the long history of earthquakes in Chile among Chileans, but there's also a lot of fears regarding political stability in the country. Is that likely to be tested over the next few days?
Well, actually, Chile is one of the most stable countries in Latin America, one of the best organized, has the least corrupt government. And so if any government in Latin America was equipped to handle a tragedy like this, you would have to say that Chile is definitely at the top of the list.
And it's really a testimony to how much has changed in a generation in Chile.
Well, this is a country that underwent 17 years of military dictatorship. And during that period, infrastructure was neglected. Roads, bridges, things like that were not built, even though the economy was fairly strong. Now, since 1990, when the present Democratic government came in and was led by a center-left coalition, they have basically made an enormous effort to build up the infrastructure. It's also a country with very strict building codes that are actually enforced. This is, unusual in most countries in Latin America.
Well, let's talk about that, because we've seen in the boom and bust periods in a lot of cities in this hemisphere that the codes kind of go out the window when there's a period of surplus, but that's absolutely not the case in Chile.
As far as I can tell, for example, Santiago, when I lived there in the 70s, it was very rare to see a building over 10 stories. Now you see buildings that are over 20 stories routinely. All of that new construction, enormous construction boom in the 1990s, none of those buildings were seriously affected, as far as I can tell. The major damage is in the south, and actually what we're finding out is that it was the tidal wave, the local tsunami, that has done the most damage and has caused the most deaths.
Interesting. And, of course, as time goes on, the initial reports are changed by the reality on the ground. Charlotte Mountford, is that what people are saying there in Santiago, that it is the tsunami that really is the culprit in most of the damage?
Well, ONEMI, which is the emergency office, have been saying that they suspect many more bodies are, in fact, underneath the water and have not been found yet. And there have been reports of cars having been sucked out to sea. And, so, yes, definitely.
And boats deposited in the middle of city squares. And is that true in cities all from, you know, north to south on the coast?
Yeah, I think all up and down the coast, there's big destruction, big devastation.
We talked earlier with the U.S. ambassador who was concerned about the rather large American presence. Is there a large American community there, Charlotte?
In Concepcion?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Is there a large U.S. contingent in Concepcion, as far as you know?
As far as I know, less than in Santiago, I would say. Not that much. I'd say the real risk is foreign people, Brits and American citizens being on the coast in the tourist
right.
region.
All
and
right.
the worry is that they didn't know to run to the hills like the local people did.
Well, Charlotte Mountford, a writer in Santiago, giving us a first-hand look at what's going on in Chile, and John Dingus, a journalist who created Archivos Chile, an investigative journalist archive, and someone with a long history understanding the politics and history of Chile, joined us from Washington. Thank you to John and Charlotte.